This is Jeopardy! Today's contestants are a former persecutor of Christians turned traveling preacher from Tarsus, Cilicia, Paul the Apostle. A follower of Christ who has been cured of evil spirits and diseases. From Magdala, Sea of Galilee, Mary Magdalene. And our returning champion, a fashion trendsetter that saved the Israelites from a biblical famine. From Canaan, Joseph, whose seven-year winnings include grain holdings and fattened livestock. And now, here is the host of Jeopardy, Alex Trebek.
Thank you, Johnny. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome aboard. Tonight is Lent night on our show, where we are looking at questions all about the days leading up to Easter. Let's get started.
One Daily Double coming up in one of these categories.
All right, I'll take traditions for 100 talents, please, Alex.
The official liturgical color of Lent. Mary.
What is purple?
Correct.
Temptations for 100 talents, please.
The number of days Jesus spent alone in the wilderness. Paul.
What is 40 days?
That's correct.
Let's see. I'll take traditions for 200 talents, please.
The last week of Lent. Joseph.
What is Advent?
No, I'm sorry. The correct answer is Holy Week. Paul, control goes back to you.
Let's see. I'll take traditions for 300 talents this time.
The number of Sundays in the Lenten season. Joseph.
What is six?
Correct.
I'll take word origins for 100 talents.
This old Anglo-Saxon word means springtime. Mary.
What is, when do pitchers and catchers report?
No, I'm sorry. The correct answer is Lent, and that's all the time we have for our first half of the game. Paul, I understand that you recently went on a trip and had something amazing happen to you.
Yes, Alex, you're right. I was walking to Damascus when I saw a bright light and I heard the word of the Lord. Then I was struck blind.
Did you hear a lot from the Lord before this?
No, not at all. I persecuted Christians. It was a pastime of mine.
That's an odd pastime. Yeah. I take it after the journey, you had a change of heart?
Yes, after 3 days straight of blindness, I went out and preached the message of Christ to everyone who would listen. It was a new start for me.
Well, amazing. Well, good luck in the coming rounds.
Thank you, Alex.
Of course. We will be right back after this word from our sponsor.
Is your faith being tested? Are you ready to take a radical risk with God?
Help! Help! I've fallen and I can't get up! Here, try Jesus' word for all your sinful ways.
Now, Jesus' alert, that's the obedient prayer.
With Jesus' alert, now I'm a giving person.
Without Jesus' alert, I wouldn't have been forgiven.
Tense feelings of compassion and love may cause you to take extreme risks in your faith. Do not use if you are a vampire.
I am Jesus, and I approve this message.
Oh, that was a funny commercial. Welcome back to Jeopardy. Mary, tell us about your medical miracle.
Well, Alex, before I met Jesus, I was consumed with demons. I had no purpose, no reason to live. Then he cast out my demons, and I dropped everything to follow him.
Everything?
Yes, I just went with him from town to town and village to village. My old life was over, and myself and the 12 had a new purpose.
Isn't that just like a little extreme?
Well, after being cured of my 7 demons, what else could I do? I was transformed. I stayed with him until the end. In fact, I was the one who discovered the empty tomb.
What a story of dedication. Joseph, right now you work as a government official for the Pharaoh. I heard it was a long journey to that position from where you came from.
Absolutely, Alex. I started as a favorite brother among 12. Then I was sold by my own family into slavery. I couldn't believe how low I had sunk. Then I found myself in prison, and I knew I hit bottom.
I'm not seeing how you ended up working for the Pharaoh, though.
Well, God gave me a gift to read dreams. I was able to read that the Pharaoh was dreaming of a famine and win back the favor of the Pharaoh. Then I helped to prepare the nation for the famine during times of plenty. I was able to use my position to save the Israelites from famine, too.
That is fantastic, despite your life starting over many times. In each phase, you were able to keep your faith in God.
Absolutely.
Okay, let's get back to the game right now. Joseph leads at 300 talents, and Mary and Paul each at 100 talents. Joseph, what is your choice?
I'll take feats of strength for 100 talents.
The record Pastor Hoffman had as a wrestler. Mary.
What is 1 and 0?
Correct.
I'll take traditions for 400 talents.
The Lenten tradition gives Christians a place to let God do something new. Paul.
What is giving things up?
Correct.
Let's see. Let's finish the column. I'll have traditions again for 500 talents.
These are often made from burning last year's palm leaves. Joseph.
What are Lenten ashes?
Correct.
I'll take historical events for 300 talents.
This Thursday in Lent, recalling the last night and meal that Jesus shared with his disciples. Paul.
What is Maundy Thursday?
Correct.
I'll take symbols for 100 talents.
These symbolize humility and mortality. Mary.
What are Lenten ashes?
Correct. Before we go to Final Jeopardy, let's look at our scores. Paul and Joseph are tied at 800 talents, and Mary is lagging at 300 talents. Now let's look at our Final Jeopardy, Jeopardy category. New beginnings. Contestants, make your wagers. When we get back from a word of our sponsors, we will see how well you will do.
People. For the soldiers of God.
Only $19.95 plus shipping and handling. And if you order now, you can get 5 smooth stones.
That was funny. All right, the final Jeopardy question is... These are the changes I will make in my life during the Lenten season. Let's see what we have. Mary, you wagered 300 talents. What do you write?
What is I don't know?
No, that's not the right answer. Paul, you wagered 800 talents. What did you put down?
What is I don't know?
That's the same thing. But All right, Joseph, you wagered 800 talents. If you get this right, you will continue to be our champion. What did you ask?
What is unsure.
Well, this is incredible. A three-way tie at zero talents. Let's ask our studio congregation, what is your new beginning going to be this Lenten season?